All right, we are going to hop in, Justin, and listen to the new governor of the state of Illinois. Okay. It's J.B. Pritzker.
Juliana, tonight you made history, and the people of Illinois are proud to have you partnered in helping to lead this state. Before I begin, I want to say a few words about someone without whom this night never could have happened. At every moment of our lives together, M.K. Pritzker has been the rock of Gibraltar when the hurricanes came. Her spirit and her heart have given strength and meaning to our lives in every moment that we've been together. Thank you, M.K., for being my life partner, for being my soulmate, and for being my love. And to our children, Teddy and Donnie, you make Mom and me so proud every day. Be who you are and continue to cut your own path in life. To my campaign manager, Ann Caprera, and to my deputy campaign manager, Quentin Fulks, and to our entire campaign leadership and staff, Democrats across the state, from county board races to statewide races, won in part because of you. You all win the Game of Thrones Award tonight. Earlier this evening, I received a call from Governor Bruce Rauner, and I want to thank him for his service to this state over the last 4 years, and I wish him and his family well. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so grateful tonight to all of you in this room and those watching at home. Voting is, I love you too. Voting is an act of optimism that the levers of our democracy still work. You embody that optimism. You light the beacon fire on the hill of history that signals from one generation to another that these are the things that we stand and fight for. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for your faith in Juliana and me. Tonight I want to share a story from the beginning of this campaign journey. From the beginning of this campaign journey, as we celebrate its end, I announced my candidacy on April 6th of 2017 in the field house of Grand Crossing Park here in Chicago. More than a century and a half ago, there was a train wreck in Grand Crossing, a disaster that was so tragic and so profound that it indelibly marked the community there for generations to come. The history of Grand Crossing was somewhat cynically noted when we chose its field house as the announcement site for my campaign. But I found a profound significance in Grand Crossing, a reminder that we have no right to walk away from the broken places of our past with no thought about how to mend them for the future. After all, in the years that followed the train wreck, the people of Grand Crossing came together to build a community, to show their faith in the power of their commitment to one another as neighbors. Today, there is a beautiful park there, where seniors gather for exercise classes, families come to play, and children learn to swim amidst a diverse community of their peers. In Illinois, we have a history of building ourselves up from broken places, and the bonds we form in the process become the steel girders that hold us all together. I see those bonds in communities all across the state of Illinois, communities touched by both triumph and tragedy, from towns affected by tornadoes to cities redefining their economies to neighborhoods of immigrants looking for hearth and home to black and brown communities overcoming discrimination and disinvestment. There is a special faith in the future, a light that burns in people who know both the agony of the hill and the freedom of the hilltop. And as your governor, I want to hoist that light high and let it show us the way. Like the social service workers across the state who help their fellow humans walk through their darkest hours. Like the entrepreneurs who are trying to remake old businesses into a new economy. From Tangled Root Brewery to Brown Sugar Bakery, our small business people have a commitment to the communities that they serve. They understand all the things that a job can mean for their employees, and their struggle is the struggle to build an economy for everyone in Illinois. Like the young people all across Illinois who see the rust on old ideas and dare to scare the dogma out of those who mistake tradition for truth. Most especially for the young people of color who have rejected a narrative thrust on them at birth and have chosen instead to write their own story. Like the immigrants who come to Illinois in the footsteps of people like my great-grandfather. They overcome diversity and plant their hope in a new place that they're just trying to understand. The innovation, the hard work, the ability to see a brighter future and a better future, even in the most trying of circumstances, is the light that immigrants bring to our country. And only in welcoming immigrants to this state and to this nation are we fulfilling the promise and potential of our founding. Like the women. The women who went from marching to running. The women of this day who stand on the crest of the wave of history and know that it comes to today with the force of the millions of voices long silenced and suddenly let free. You wear the mantle of this moment well. Especially the women of color who, in forcing your seat at the table, you made the table bigger and better and more bountiful for everyone. That is Illinois. Full of light that comes from the people who endure and overcome struggle. That light brought triumph tonight. After all, we're the land of Abraham Lincoln and Barack Obama. We're home to the world's largest ketchup bottle, the first McDonald's franchise, and the original ice cream sundae. We taught America how to debate and how to shuffle in the Super Bowl. And how to properly eat a pizza. Yeah! We beat a curse to win a World Series. Yeah! Superman lived in Metropolis, Illinois, and if he wanted to leap the tallest building, he only had to travel to downtown Chicago. Yeah! We brought Oprah Winfrey into the nation's living rooms. And Michelle Obama into the world's hearts. We were the first to ratify the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery. And the latest to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. When a historic fire leveled Chicago in 1871, the modern city that emerged had the world's first skyscrapers, kissing the heavens like steel phoenixes. Much like Grand Crossing, Chicago built itself up from a broken place and embraced the wide world ahead. Today, the Chicago Fire Department Training Academy sits on the land where the Great Fire started. And the year 1871 is immortalized as the name of the world's best incubator of new technology companies. We don't need to be afraid of our history here in Illinois. Who we are is how we overcome our biggest challenges. We work to mend broken places. We light the journey from hill to hilltop and recognize that there is grace and courage and pride in the struggle to rise. And ladies and gentlemen, rise we will. We make no small plans for Illinois. We will strive for the highest graduation rate in the nation. We can become the biggest hub of entrepreneurship between the coasts. We will grow the diversity of our economy by growing jobs across Illinois, especially for communities that have been left out and left behind, because none of us succeeds unless we fight for all of us to succeed. We will bring fairness to our tax system and tackle the fiscal challenges of our state, and we will become the leading protector of workers' rights and civil rights and human rights in the nation. When our founders put pen to parchment and wrote into the Declaration of Independence the great promise of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they didn't see among them those that they had left out. And so each generation of Americans that has come after has a debt to pay to the promises made at the altar of our founding. In the battle to ensure true equality, we are allowed to know fear, but we are not allowed to live by it. We must realize that the United States is not one nostalgic narrative, that our story is both about the neo-Nazis trying to march in Skokie and about the Holocaust Memorial built there three decades later. This moment demands that Americans rededicate ourselves to not just the rights and privileges of citizenship, but to the responsibilities of it. And it demands that we reject red hat slogans and Twitter tirades. I lost both of my parents before I turned 18 years old. Their hearts failed them in very different ways. And my story could have turned down so many paths. But the path led me here to this night. It led me to my amazing wife, MK, who I proposed to at the Shedd Aquarium. It led me to my children born at Evanston Hospital. It led me to start my business in Chicago, and it led me to lose a campaign to Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky and win one against Governor Bruce Rauner. My path led me to Grand Crossing 19 months ago. Because here's what I know that the community there knows too. Your history, no matter how difficult or painful, shapes your future, sometimes in wonderful ways. Sometimes the happiest moments of your life wouldn't have been possible without the hardest moments of your life. And the best way to assuage the ache in your heart at that bittersweet reality is to live every day better for it. Illinois has always done that. Illinois has always done that. And we pledge ourselves tonight to fulfilling that destiny. Throughout this campaign, I've ended every speech with one question, and I want to ask it to you now. Are you ready for the fight? The fight for health care for everyone. For well-paid teachers and a quality education for our kids. For equal pay for equal work. The fight for a criminal justice system that is truly just. For environmental policies that are based on science. For a responsible state budget. For gun safety laws that protect our families. For jobs, for a living wage, for strong labor unions. For a state that welcomes immigrants. And for the truth. Are you ready to fight for Illinois? In 27 days, Illinois will celebrate our state's 200th anniversary. Join me in beginning our third century in Illinois with hope and optimism and living every day better for the 200 years we lived before it. Thank you all. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
So there you go. There is J.B. Pritzker, the newest governor of the state of Illinois.